Hey, Rich Eisen here. I hear from a lot of business owners like you about the work it takes to pursue your passions. So I know how important it is to have the tools that can help keep you moving forward. And with access to world-class business and travel benefits, the American Express Business Platinum Card helps you take your business to the next level. It offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business. Plus, you'll have complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness. Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. The same way you know you've got to make sure your lucky jersey is clean on game day or your team might lose. Checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is the Rich Eisen Show.
Chuck jumps and somersaults into the end zone.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
You think you're a first rounder?
I think so. I think I'm the most pro ready guy to come in and compete and start right away.
The Rich Eisen Show.
So many teams that do not potentially get Rodgers. Why wouldn't they want to take him?
Today's guests, Saturday Night Live cast member Mikey Day, Michigan men's basketball head coach Dusty May, two-time Academy Award-winning actor Robert De Niro. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
I'm sorry, I got to laugh to start the show. I just heard Robert De Niro's on the program. It's so great. That's the truth. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. We've got Robert De Niro joining us in hour number three. We're going to play Celebrity True or False with one of the greats of all time. He's coming on in support of his new film, The Alto Knights, where he's not playing just one but two mob characters. And it's going to be great. Hour three, stay tuned. The rest of it's May Day. Dusty May, Mikey Day. We would have had Ryan Day, but I think he doesn't want to hear from me. it's May Day here on the Rich Eisen Show. The head coach of the University of Michigan Wolverines, my team, Dusty May, will join us. To be fair and balanced, we had Tom Benzo on yesterday. The regular season Big Ten champ, Michigan State, the Big Ten champs of the tournament, the Wolverines. Boy, are they a vogue pick to be upset in a 5-12 game. I can't wait to chat with Dusty May. And Mikey Day is joining us in advance of March Madness and a giveaway. And we'll talk about that with the SNL regular and cast member and writer. He's written a couple of skits that we'll have to ask him about. We asked about Nate Bargatze when he was George Washington. He wrote that sketch, co-wrote that sketch. Nate told us that, so I can't wait to ask Mikey about that and the Beavis and Butthead sketch with Ryan Gosling. So we're going to have a lot of laughs. We're going to talk some sports. We got Chris Brockman. Good to see you over there. What's going on?
What up?
Good to see you, Jay Felly. How are you?
Rich, doing great.
You know, I would normally say if you snooze, you lose, but I guess if you work faders for Dodgers and Cubs in the middle of the night, like Mike Del Tufo was apparently doing, you lose because, I mean, De Niro's on the program and he's not here to be part of it.
I did set the alarm to.
Did you really? Did you call him and say, it's time for.
That was the plan. When it went
Rich,
off, I went to my phone and said,
wait for it. That's a shame.
It's a good one. Speaking of another great guest that we've had in recent days, good to see you over there, TJ Jefferson. How are you?
I'm great.
Awesome.
How are you?
I'm doing very well. I mean,
Jason, Christopher.
Honestly, as I mentioned, Robert De Niro is on this program, and can't wait to chat with him. That's an hour three. I've also got a great power rankings on that front. Also, ahead, the language that is out is now out that the Packers tush-push banning rule proposal, the actual verbiage is out. And we'll review all that later on. We've got our final four picks. But we start thanks to our buddy Tom Pelissero.
Tommy P.
Our good buddy Tommy P, who's on this show every single Friday. He got some news As we're all waiting to find out how the chess pieces are on the board for Aaron Rodgers and the teams and how they're playing it and gaming the system to for Aaron, or Aaron is gaming the system and trying to get somewhere. Tom basically is saying the door's closed to Minnesota. It's not going to happen, and that it's J.J. McCarthy's gig. And Tom's tweet says, post today, that the team has rejected multiple trade calls on J.J. McCarthy, telling other teams they're moving forward with him as their quarterback. The team plans to add a veteran, but they're not pursuing Aaron Rodgers. Oh, there are the three words at this time. And that is, McCarthy now enters the offseason as QB1. Now, again, Tom's going to be on Friday, and news and information men and women always choose their words carefully. That's why they put at this time, because right now, Aaron Rodgers could be on the phone right now at the Vikings closing a 3-year deal. Who the heck knows? You know, things change, plans change, ideas change. McCarthy could suddenly take the wrong step in his home, and then boom, something's happening. You know, heaven forbid. I know, but I'm just pointing out how things can change. Like last year, it was a full-on competition between J.J. McCarthy and Sam Darnold. J.J. lit it up in a preseason game, and it sure looked like he had a shot to be one of those first-round picks that gets starting right out of gate, and Sam Darnold's there as a backup. It is one of those guys with a little bit more experience to say, hey, J.J., let's look at this, let's look at that, in a similar situation to the guy with more experience in Atlanta with Kirk Cousins and another top draft choice in the top 10 of last year's draft in Michael Penix Jr. Things can change. But as it is right now, let's take it one at a time. For the Minnesota Vikings and their fans who might be sitting there going, oh, okay, so we're going to go with the rookie from last year, and he's basically a rookie because he hasn't had a single snap other than preseason football and training camp before his knee needed season-ending repairs. And you might be sitting there going, okay, we went 14 wins last year, and maybe this isn't the right move. I'm biased. I'm completely biased. Obviously, we all know my institution of higher learning and the team that I adore, and how he made my
life better.
Life complete. Life complete. And I say this as a well-rounded man with a
tremendous family.
Tremendous family.
Great jobs.
Made my life complete. He completed me. And the way he the way he's gone about his business, he is beyond his years. He is truly beyond his years. We've interviewed him on this program. You guys have seen him. You've met him at the,
awesome.
At the draft last year.
I had a picture with him. He's great.
It was great.
He's beyond his years.
Yeah, he's the man.
Okay. And
old soul.
He's a guy who understands that, you know, he meditates. He talks openly about his OCD. Is that what he said he had? And so he is open and an open book, and somebody who totally understands what his role will be and how he is a 22-year-old is going to have to look at people like Harrison Smith and say, follow me. I will lead. He understands that, and he's got a coach who's going to coach him up. He's had a year in the room with Sam Darnold, and Josh McCown is his quarterback's coach, and you've got the right system around, and then you've got the right people to evaluate him. And you're going to go into the season. Yes, you need to add a veteran. I don't know who that veteran's going to be. Could it be Flacco sitting out there?
Flacco.
If Winston is making the rounds right now. I guess he was with the Giants this week. Who else could be available in that regard? You've got, the numbers are dwindling right now in that regard. Sure. Russell Wilson. Could be somebody that you bring in. Now, he's somebody that's going to want to be a starter somewhere. But if he's left without a chair, if the Giants and the Steelers don't sign him.
Carson Wentz?
Wentz could be a guy. Sure.
Lance?
Well, Trey, isn't he your guy now? Because Rush just hit it big, brother, to be the backup to Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
We didn't even discuss that yesterday. So Cooper Rush season won't ever be available to you anymore. Nice, and those were good seasons, man.
He did his thing. Anyway, he held it down as well as he could.
But he's not. So I don't think Trey Lance is going anywhere. So, again, it's at some point you are going to move on. And at some point you are going to move on to him. And it's that moment appears to be here now. And in case anybody might be wondering, does he have it? You know, are the Vikings somehow misreading the situation? If you put up Tom Pelissero's tweet and post one more time for me, it starts with how the Vikings have rejected multiple trade calls on J.J. McCarthy. It's because other teams value him. And it makes sense. He is a winner. He lost one game in college. One. And it was a national semifinal game against TCU. That's it. He didn't lose in conference. He didn't lose in his last year. And he is tough. And a kid from the Midwest, it's a win. It's a win. And I think 14 wins, I don't know. I have no idea how the ups and downs are going to go. But it's going to be exciting. It's going to be exciting for me personally. I am now going to have my eye completely trained on Minnesota Vikings football and rooting for a kid who I adore and is one to root for with a coach who knows exactly what the hell he's doing. What a terrific spot for J.J. McCarthy to be in.
I wonder if these trade offers were coming when Sam Darnold's future was unknown. Remember, because we had thrown that out a bunch. Like, keep Sam, trade J.J., get an asset back for a guy you're not going to need because Darnold had such a good year last year.
Put a pin in that because we have the guy who might have the answers on Friday's show. Let's ask that of Tom when he joins us. After, of course, you know, we waste a few seconds of him saying hello to you and you say hello back.
I don't look at that as a waste, to be honest with you.
Did I say waste?
Team interaction, right?
Did I say waste?
Yeah, you did. Okay. Into the microphone.
Highlight of every Friday.
Okay. So, but ask him. I don't know if it matters, you know?
They're not getting trade. I mean, obviously they would turn down trade offers after Sam left. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. Like,
unless they're like, let's get the capital. We don't believe in him. Let's sign Aaron Rodgers. And then we'll go back into the quarterback market two years from now or next year. Let's get some draft capital. We'll trade up.
I hope they're a little bit smarter than that.
Well, this is what they're doing. This is what they're doing. So now you have to turn to what Rodgers' options are. Now, I'm going to assume this. And you know, assuming anything that has to do with Aaron Rodgers makes him able to call you an ass. And I'm going to assume that Rodgers is known the doors closed in Minnesota for more than just, he didn't learn about it by reading about it from Pelissero. And this may have been out there for a while. And Tom caught wind of it or something. I'm not going to source it. I'm not going to try and give you the timeline here. I'm just assuming anytime we know something, Rodgers may have known about it. So now he has got three options. One is to retire, be done. The other is to say, I'm going to be a Steeler or a Giant. That's the options one would think. I don't know if there's any other current option for him. And the third option is to wait it out. Run the risk that the Steelers and the Giants move on and say, we're no longer interested. We can't be interested. We're no longer interested. And that leaves them with option Russ, option
Mason,
or Kirk Cousins.
You guys didn't like that one.
Well, we've seen the movie before in Pittsburgh. And Pittsburgh would have, basically, if Rodgers says, no, I'm going to wait, and they move on, Pittsburgh has seen both movies before, the Mason Rudolph movie, which led to the Russ movie. And I don't know if they want to buy that ticket. And the Steelers can wait. The Giants can wait, too. I mean, they could sign Russ. They could sign, you know, Flacco. Still wait. they could wait and see if how the rest of the draft order shakes out. Giants can move up. Steelers really can't move up far enough to get somebody that they might want. They could stay put and draft one. Yeah. If they don't draft one, then Rodgers would be sitting out on the West Coast watching the draft, you know, two fingers into a drink, and say, all right, now do you want me? Now do you want me? Which may all play into the fact that we haven't seen a trade yet of anybody moving into the first round, moving up into the first round, or moving out of the first round. We haven't seen any draft trades yet involving a first round draft choice. And I think Schefter posted something this week saying it's the latest we've seen zero first round draft movement since the Chiefs traded for Montana 5 days before that draft to get Joe out of San Francisco and bring him to Kansas City. And so everybody, you know, this is all just holding everything up. And the fact that there's no Vikings option for Rodgers, Rodgers might be saying, well, there's at this time. Let's see how things play out. He could pull a full Favre and wait to the summer and see who might need him at the last minute. And he can go traveling the world, keeping us talking about it nonstop. Which, by the way, I don't believe is his end goal. His end goal is, I don't know what it is, other than the fact that he's thinking it
young,
out.
Oh, young, naive Rich Eisen.
I am not. I'm a mid-50s man who's not a complete cynic, thanks to Miles Garrett just yet.
Oh, Rich.
Speaking of something we've seen before, you've already been through this before with Favre, so you don't want to do this again.
I've seen this movie before, and we've also seen it with Rodgers before as well, you know. But this appears to be the second time in 3 years that an NFC North team has told Rodgers, we're choosing the young kid. You know, it's time for us to turn the page to our first round draft choice we traded up to go get. It's the same story, just fill in the blanks, different proper names and locations and player names. And Rodgers has got to wonder, like, you know, where do I have a best chance? Listen, if he's got 2 years to play, it's Pittsburgh, to be very honest. And that's with all due respect to the Giants and the people there that I appreciate and root for. It's the Steelers. There's no doubt about it. They're more ready-made, and they also have a more solid foundation in their front office and coaching staff. And I know John Mara would basically say, you know, I kept that team intact, so why would you say something like that? But we all know that they're one more losing season away from blowing it up. And I don't know if Rodgers wants to be part of that anymore, and he might have PTSD since it's the same stadium, same state, same setup. He may not want to do that. Well, each passing day, it looks like this is going to go up to the draft, if not beyond. Certainly the fact that the Vikings, according to Pelissero, have closed the door at this time. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. So much going on this program. But when we come back, let's talk March Madness and have a few laughs with Mikey Day of SNL. Live from El Segundo, it's the Rich Eisen Show on this busy Wednesday with Robert De Niro lurking on our rundown. Hey, Rich Eisen here. I hear from a lot of business owners like you about the work it takes to pursue your passions. So I know how important it is to have the tools that can help keep you moving forward. And with access to world-class business and travel benefits, the American Express Business Platinum Card helps you take your business to the next level. It offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business. Plus, you'll have complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness. At the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, get deals so right, it almost feels wrong. Now is the best time to get that Hyundai car or SUV you've always wanted. Plus, every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of limited complimentary maintenance. Don't think you can get away with all that? Think again. But don't wait. The Hyundai Getaway Sales Event is going on now. So visit your local Hyundai dealer today. It's a great day for a new Hyundai. Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. The same way you know you've got to make sure your lucky jersey is clean on game day or your team might lose. Checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois. Mikey Day going to join us in 2 minutes' time. I'm looking at the 19-page printout that the league sent everybody in the club world and the league office world of the playing rule proposals that have come out of the competition committee that are going to be forwarded to the committee to vote on to place in front of ownership. Now, some get pulled because they've realized it just makes no sense. No, the owners aren't going to vote for it later on this month. And some get advanced. And I'm looking at the one from Green Bay that's going to try and ban the tush push. We'll talk about it later on in this show. It is interesting how they have put it into words and how they've put it into a proposal.
Okay.
That is what we call a tease.
Love it.
Because they're interesting that they're using, it appears, an end around on a tush push ban. And that's not a metaphor for anything.
All right.
So there's that. There's also one from the Lions we need to talk about. They want to ditch the automatic first down for defensive holding and illegal contact.
I wonder why that is.
It is pretty tough though, isn't it?
Do you want me to tell you why they are the ones that are proposing this?
No, let's hold on that. Put a pin in that. Okay. Put a pin in that.
I can't wait to hear.
I will tell you why.
Okay. This is all a tease.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know why?
I do know why.
Or you're just being a masshole about it.
I mean, you might think that I'm being a masshole about it, but my reason is definitely the reason.
Okay. Good to know.
Thank you.
But that's tinkled, sprinkled in there, a lot of his reasoning.
Well, I'd rather it be a sprinkle than a tinkle. Just to be, you know, straightforward. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Some folks outside of the sports world connect with the sports world at big moments to promote a giveaway or a rebate of some kind. And I couldn't have been more excited to see this man's name on the list, courtesy of Great Clips, which has got an interesting, promotion around March Madness. And courtesy of Great Clips is one of my favorites from SNL, from Saturday Night Live. Ladies and gentlemen, Mikey Day here on the Rich Eisen Show. How are you doing, Mikey?
I'm fantastic. It is an honor to talk to you, sir. I'm a massive fan, so I'm in the presence of greatness. And I want you to know I'm aware of that.
Mikey Day, I greatly appreciate you being so kind to say that. And to start this interview, I'm asking a question for my children.
Yes, sir.
To start, because I'm the best dad ever. This mug that's here, quick question.
Uh-huh.
Is it cake?
Is it cake?
Is it cake, Mikey?
Maybe not. That you have, so you have young children.
I do.
Because children love that show. They are crazy about it.
My kids.
I'm approached on the street by young children who are like, "You're the cake man." I'm like, that sounds a little odd. But
so
I can tell whenever someone has little kids, because they'll be like, "Hey, can I get a picture?"
It is the truth. Not to be a stickler, I need an answer. Is it cake, Mikey? Is this cake?
I'm trying to see. I mean, the camera can't zoom in, right?
No, hold on.
I mean, it is.
Lean forward too, right there. There you go.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to look at the handle. I don't know. It's moving around. I'll say no. If it is, I'm
not
terrible.
Cake, Mikey. I don't have that sort of budget.
I was like,
this isn't network television.
There's no way. There's no way he made a mug out of cake for my interview. Maybe a huge star, maybe.
No. Like I said, this isn't network television. I don't have that kind of budget, Mikey. But
fantastic.
Hey, it's great to meet you. I am a big fan of you and you and what you do, and I've got tons of questions about all that. But I definitely want to get to the great clips and what you're doing here, talking
great
about
clips.
Yes, sir. And the NCAA tournament. What is this all about? How can we get involved?
I went and shot with Great Clips, and I shot with Mr. Hunter Dickinson, mm-hmm. in Kansas.
Yes.
A 7'2" wonderful, friendly giant.
Yes.
He was such a sweetheart, so nice. And we went down, and Great Clips gave us haircuts.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just promoting. You go to greatclips.com,
mm-hmm.
/10 off. You can get a $10 haircut in March Madness. And I think that's the real story of this year's March Madness, is that I got a haircut from Great Clips.
It's not Auburn being the top seed overall. It's not like the upset cities that might happen between the 5 and 12 seeds. It's your haircut.
Unfortunately, Mr. Eisen, no. It's my haircut from Great Clips.
I did.
But they gave Hunter and I really cool haircuts. Okay. Hunter, of course, looked way cooler than me.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a blast. And everyone there was super cool.
And so,
and it's going on through April 4th.
Okay. All through the entire madness. That's the first upset of March Madness, is that your haircut is the top story of the tournament.
First upset.
The glass slipper fits for Mikey Day and his barber at Great Clips.
Breaking news. We interrupt this story about Russia and Ukraine. Mikey Day digs his haircut.
And we have
more after this.
And we have a montage, one shining haircut. Here it is. I don't have the budget for that either, Mikey.
Mugs, no montage.
I don't have it. So do you fill out a bracket? Do you do such a thing, Mikey?
You know what? This is gonna come as a shock.
Okay.
I'm not the biggest sports dude.
Okay.
I know my physicality would say otherwise, but
that's all good. So is there an SNL tournament pool though? Is there
I did get
pool?
An email.
Okay.
I did get an email about it.
Okay.
But I don't know enough to like go in on it. You know what I'm saying?
It doesn't matter.
But I am.
It doesn't matter.
I know you just kind of throw it all in,
yes.
But I am all in on I'm all in on Kansas because of my one and only basketball friend, Hunter.
Well, I mean,
so I'm all in.
But you're a Bruin, right? UCLA. Did you not go to Pauley Pavilion? Did you not?
I went to Pauley Pavilion.
Okay.
I'm a UCLA fan.
Okay.
So, I mean, is UCLA in there? I don't know how good we are. Right.
Yes.
Now.
You're a 7 seed, just like Kansas. So I would suggest, if you do get in the SNL pool, you maybe aim higher.
That's what I was going to say, UCLA is 7th seed. But right.
Mikey, that's the key, is when you get into a pool, an NCAA uh-huh. tournament pool, folks like yourself who aren't experts at it, we're all throwing darts. We're all throwing darts. We don't know. Nobody knows. Absolutely nobody knows. But you winning it, the fact that you could walk around, you're the entire Art Deco. Yeah, the Art Deco hallowed halls of 30 Rock, Mikey.
The Art Deco.
Yes. Yes. The fact that you could walk around, to use an SNL phrase, cock of the walk, and just walk around, man, and say, I won the pool. That's what it's all about. You should do it.
I will kick open the door to Lorne Michaels' office and say, I won the March Madness bracket. Put all my sketches on, please.
That's it.
Oh, absolutely. Sure. Yeah. I didn't really want. That would be fantastic.
Mikey Day here on the Rich Eisen Show. I want to ask you about some of the sketches, man, that I love. We had Nate Bargatze here just a few weeks ago, and he told us about the George Washington sketch. And is it true you were a part of the writing staff that wrote this sketch for Nate, Mikey?
Yes, that is correct. Along with Streeter Seidel, we wrote the first one, and then the second one, we had some help from Mike DiCenzo at the show. There he is. There's President Washington.
He
is the perfect George Washington. It's unbelievable. You would never think when he first came on that he would just fit the role so well, but there's like a stoic nature to like Nate sometimes, and then like all the imagery of Washington, he's just kind of like chilling with a straight face. So the two just merged so well. You would never think they would mesh so well. But
what,
he was perfect.
What led to the idea of doing something like that to begin with,
well,
Mikey?
My colleague Streeter is obsessed with history and is always obsessed with weight, our America's weird weights and measurements. So that's what spurned the idea. And then we kind of tried to think of the most stakes and kind of most like dramatic environment to place this conversation. And it eventually led to George Washington telling his troops, this is why we're fighting. This is what America's going to be all about. We're going to use yards and miles, and everyone else is going to use kilometers. It is insane when you think about it. When you really kind of like start to think about it for more than 5 minutes, you're like, why? It's just the metric system is so easy and simple. Yet we're like, nope, feet, yards, to the point where there has to be two of everything, like kilometers and miles per hour. So, and then Nate just absolutely crushed it. It was just one of those cool SNL things where kind of, you can't really plan it. There's just some weird alchemy in the air where the right host and the right material, and it just kind of comes alive. We did not expect the response. We really liked the sketch, and throughout the week, it didn't feel like it was, it felt fine. But then when Nate got in front of an audience, it just kind of came alive.
Yeah, he said that he was not expecting it to maybe make the show even, and that in dress rehearsal, it crushed so significantly that it was a no-brainer. It was going to make it, is what he told us.
It felt like it was on thin ice, and because on its face, the blocking is just literally Nate crossing back and forth. So it just felt like, I hope this works. So doing it in kind of the crew's always nice and laugh, but you know, at rehearsals without an audience, you're like, we'll see. And then felt kind of shaky. And then, yeah, dress rehearsal. And it was like late in the show too. It was like, I believe, I want to say after the second music.
Mm.
Anything after second music, you're like, we'll see. This is where the experimental stuff goes. And we're like, ooh, second to last. Yikes. Not the best placement. But then, it went really well, and it rose. It was a big come up, a big glow up.
That was amazing, Mikey. Like, no doubt about it. Another sketch that went completely viral was the one of Beavis and Butthead with Ryan Gosling.
Oh,
another scene, another sketch where Kenan Thompson is just so hilarious in it.
The goat.
So what led to this one, and obviously Ryan Gosling not being able to keep it together and the rest of the cast not being able to keep it together was fantastic. Hilarious.
It's so fun when Ryan hosts. It feels like, I mean, that is ridiculous. That is ridiculous.
I can't keep it together.
I like that,
right?
He still kind of looks like good looking. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yep.
His base layer is so gorgeous that it shines through. And whenever he hosts, it feels like the cool popular kid is hanging out with the drama nerds. You know what I mean? He's always really nice, but there's this, everyone's giddy, like, Ryan's so nice. We had that idea again, Streeter, Seidel, and I for a long time, and it's so dumb. And we had tried it years ago, but the through line in that one is a conversation about AI, but the original interview that we're in the background of was like kind of a Scott Peterson, like a man who's suspected of killing his wife and being interviewed about it. And he's like, I'm sorry, there's a man who looks like Beavis in the background, but I think that was ultimately too dark. You know what I mean? Like, but AI is a little more palpable. I guess, you know, there's some dark aspects to AI and what some people prognosticate for its future, but like talking about, I did not murder my wife is a little, I think it iced people out a little bit.
Yeah.
So. And then like years later, it's always been on my desktop, the script file for Beavis and Butthead. Like maybe we always wanted to bring it back. And then we thought if anyone could push it over the top, it would be Gosling. And sure enough, it did. And he's always kind of giggly, but I feel like you're so on board with it. You know what I mean? You're just like, yeah. Because it doesn't feel forced, you know? He's just having a really good time.
Well, I imagine that's another one of those where, you know, you do it around a table and it's one thing, but then you put on the makeup and he puts on the makeup and the costume, and now you just so must dumb. Have looked at each other.
Yes. Because, like, I didn't, because the host is always running around during the show, like from one sketch to the next. So right. You don't really get a chance. I didn't get a chance to see him before. And I mean, 99% of that is Louis Zakarian and Jody Mancuso who do the hair and makeup because, I mean, they crushed it. And my lip, it was just a weird mouthpiece that like pushed my gum up. It was like fake teeth and braces, but that is like Indiana Jones hat, that mouthpiece. It like made it. And then I think that, yeah, that picture I think is from Dress because they ultimately, I think, moved the hair back a little bit, which gave me even more head. And then when Heidi looked back and just saw my monstrosity, she couldn't hold it together. It was again, one of those special fun moments, you know,
man,
you can't plan.
Mikey, I could go on and on, but the Great Clips people have other people for you to chat with, and I'd love to just invite you back on, and we'll just chop it up, man.
That would be amazing.
I would love it.
Thank you. Again, I am not blowing smoke. I'm a legit fan, and I always like it when you have someone affiliated with A Few Good Men, and you're like, what was Nicholson like? I'm like, yes, he asks the questions I want to know.
Thank you, Mikey.
So I'm with you. I am a legit fan. So thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
And right back at you, Mikey. I love watching you in SNL. We watch it as a family. The same thing as Is It Cake as well. And like I said, would love to have you back on and talk about the 50th and so much more. So let's do it if you don't mind.
I would love it. I would love
to. You're wilding out.
That's it. That's right. Wilding out.
Wow. That's going back. I would love to chat about wilding out. Maybe have some rap battles.
Let's do it. we will absolutely do it. So everybody check out the Great Clips $10 off haircut offer from Great Clips in terms of March Madness. GreatClips.com/March Madness. Mikey Day, the future winner of the SNL NCAA tournament pool.
Thank you.
Right.
That's
here.
So nice of you.
On the Rich Eisen Show.
What a blast, man. See you later, Mikey. There he goes.
Mikey Day.
Very fun.
Fantastic.
It's good stuff.
I love it when I know they're told not to break, right?
Oh yeah,
they're told not to break, but when they do, I think
it's understood. Yeah,
I'm dating myself because they, you know, I know you didn't. You were born after the Carol Burnett show when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. They broke all the time, and that was funny. Like the cast members and their skits, they would break and laugh all the time. When Harvey Korman would always break it, what Tim Conway was doing. And. They would always break it. It was great. I think SNL came into being just a few years later. And like, we're not going to break. Like, this is not. But when they do, it's kind of great. Like, they broke a couple. And Fallon broke during the cowbell sketch a couple times.
Well,
right?
That was Fallon's thing. He always broke. Yeah. Like, he
right?
couldn't. He could
Bill
never
Hader
keep
broke
together.
All the time.
Oh, Stefan. Like, he couldn't. Yeah.
Right. But during the Californians. Yeah. And that's what made the Beavis and Butthead moment that much funnier because Ryan Gosling was giggling from the start.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
And then when Christian Schaal turned around and saw them both.
Because they
looked
ridiculous.
Pardon me. Yeah. Heidi Gardner. My bad. Sorry. Heidi Gardner turned around and broke from the start.
Hey, Beavis.
Gosh,
this is the greatest
funny.
Thing I've ever seen.
All right. We will take a break. Come back. We've got the fire. Play of the week. And the Detroit Lions are just on fire right now with their rule proposals. They've just been up to something. And the Eagles just made a rule proposal. And later on, the mother load, the Packers trying to get the tush push out. And the reason why I'm mentioning all this is I have the paperwork. We now have the actual language. We actually have the verbiage. And that's the most important thing, because that's what whether a rule gets voted up or down. You can say, this is what we want, but you actually have to put it into words, and I've got them right here. And the Eagles just came up with an overtime rule proposal I want to hit.
Ooh.
And the Lions came up with a playoff seeding proposal that we'll hit. But, of course, the big one is what the Packers are up to. We've got the play of the week as well coming up. It's a fascinating one. You may have missed it because it happened in the middle of the night.
Eczema isn't always obvious, but it's real. And so is the relief from Ebglyss. After an initial dosing phase of 16 weeks, about 4 in 10 people taking Ebglyss achieved itch relief and clear or almost clear skin. And most of those people maintained skin that's still more clear at 1 year with monthly dosing.
Ebglyss, lebrikizumab, LBKZ, a 250 milligram per 2 milliliter injection, is a prescription medicine used to treat adults and children 12 years of age and older who weigh at least 88 pounds or 40 kilograms with moderate to severe eczema, also called atopic dermatitis, that is not well controlled with prescription therapies used on the skin or topicals, or who cannot use topical therapies. Ebglyss can be used with or without topical corticosteroids. Don't use if you're allergic to Ebglyss. Allergic reactions can occur that can be severe. Eye problems can occur. Tell your doctor if you have new or worsening eye problems. You should not receive a live vaccine when treated with Ebglyss. Before starting Ebglyss, tell your doctor if you have a parasitic infection.
Searching for real relief? Ask your doctor about Ebglyss and visit ebglyss.lilly.com or call 1-800-LILY-RX or 1-800-545-5979.
Your data is like gold to hackers. They're selling your passwords, bank details, and private messages. McAfee helps stop them. Secure VPN keeps your online activity private. AI-powered text scam detector spots phishing attempts instantly. And with award-winning antivirus, you get top-tier hacker protection. Plus, you'll get up to $2 million in identity theft coverage, all for just $39.99 for your first year. Visit McAfee.com. Cancel anytime. Terms apply.
Where did Stephon come from? Did that, is that...
That came from two things. John Mulaney wrote that with me. And John, it deserves a lot of credit for Stephon because he wrote so much of the rhythm of that and the specifics of it. And clearly, I found it funny because I laughed every time we did it. I don't think we ever did it where I didn't laugh. John will put in different things or he'll tell me as I'm walking out. And it's just like throwing stuff at me. And when I hosted last, John came out as Shy, his lawyer, who's also a piss artist.
Yeah.
And he came in and this is all John, and John whispered it. And he comes out and I thought he was going to do it kind of like in the Stephon voice, like, hey, Stephon, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he comes out and he goes, hello, Stephon. He talked in a very normal voice. And he goes, hello, Stephon. Hello, everyone. And he kind of talked in this real official voice. And I started laughing. And then he whispered in my ear. He goes, well, I have something to tell you. And he just whispers in my ear, my girlfriend works at Yoshinoya Beef Ball.
And there you go.
And I just start laughing.
It's over.
Just to like, it's just punching me in the face. He's like, hey, by the way, my girlfriend works at Yoshinoya Beef Ball. And I'm like, if you watch it, I'm like, what?
I'll tell you, I know you're not supposed to laugh at this stuff and break in the middle of a scene, but... That's
I broke
amazing.
Every time. You yeah, did. The first time was we had a club promoter named Amnesia Bernstein, and it didn't really get anything. And then he goes, Amnesia Bernstein didn't really get anything. And he goes, I'll change it to something else. And then as I was walking out, he goes, oh, I changed Amnesia Bernstein to Gay Leota. And I started laughing. So the minute I roll out, I'm like, Gay Leota. All right, the other one was... the other one that made me laugh was he said he'll change little things. We had written also at the club was a 2-year-old Ultimate Fighter Julie Lips Jackson. He's got fists like empanadas and he's addicted to ecstasy. That's what we wrote. And then he wrote, so it was like 2-year-old Ultimate Fighter Julie Lips Jackson. He's got fists like empanadas, and they turned the cue card. And it said, and he's my best friend. So when he turns the card, it says, and he's my best friend.
Oh my
and
God.
I lost
oh
it.
Oh my God.
I was like, John.
I am laughing
and,
so hard.
And behind the cue card is Pat, I can see him and Sandberg up against the wall just like watching me laughing like, get through this, dude.
I mean, every single time I watch that back, I think to myself, just hearing it, listening to it, it's like, you know, is it that funny that we're breaking so hard? But just the way he was telling it and the way he was laughing
exactly.
And the way he was crying laughing and the way that he can't laugh on the air. on SNL and his buddies, you know, who are insanely famous and now insanely famous and very successful in their own rights. And John Mulaney and Andy Samberg are sitting there like, we got him. That is just, it's as funny as it gets, man.
So funny.
And he's my best friend.
And he's my best friend.
Gets me every time.
It does. It also, is also so funny.
Gay Liotta. Pretty great.
Julius Lips Jackson.
Oh, my goodness gracious, right?
All I changed Amnesia Bernstein Amnesia to Bernstein. Gay Liotta. Gay,
by the
he's
way,
got fists like empanadas.
Do we bring up the Ray Liotta? We got it. We're going to end up bringing the Ray Liotta stuff up to back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. Everybody, the Hyundai event that's going on right now. You need to go and get your new Hyundai or SUV that you've been dreaming about and have always wanted. It's called the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. And it comes every single Hyundai with America's best warranty. 3 years or 36,000 miles of limited complimentary maintenance, too. And if you don't think you can get away with all that, think again. Don't wait, though. The Hyundai Getaway Sales Event is going on right now. So visit your local Hyundai dealer today. It's a great day for a new Hyundai. Let's go to Adobe's calling back from Minneapolis. What's up, Adobe? It's been a couple days. What's happened between the last time we've spoken?
What's going
on?
Rich.
What's going
on?
How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm assuming Chris, TJ, and Jason's there. Good morning to y'all.
Good to see you.
How are you?
How are you?
Nice to meet you. Nice to hear from y'all. I have two things.
Okay.
So first, I'm wondering if Aaron Rodgers is trying to be petty because I watched his draft day and how he had to sit and wait for teams to pick him.
Okay.
Ooh. Or if he is trying to contemplate if he wants to go back to the cold to play because he is getting older. New York, they're playing the cold.
No, I hear you. Listen, Adobe, let me just say two things. One is anybody can want to play in a dome, young or old. It's obviously a better spot. You don't have to worry about any of the elements. Half your schedule is in that situation. Mm-hmm. It's loud. Sure. You've got a home field advantage. And I will say this. You can have whatever issues you have with Rodgers, but the way he was drafted into this league was tough for absolutely anyone. He definitely isn't petty when it comes to that. It was a long-ass day for him, and it was really shocking. And then obviously the way that everybody's careers played out. Rodgers was right to figure out that he was pissed that Alex Smith goes first overall. And by the way, to the hometown team. He's from Chico, California. So watching the Niners go and take Alex Smith and then he drops all the way down to Green Bay, which is like, sure, we'll take him to start behind a guy who never misses a start. I mean, he's got to be sitting there staring into the abyss, wondering what's going on. But that, and you can't, I mean, are you a Viking fan? Adobe?
I am. I tend to be a fan of where I live. So I was born in New York, so I'm a Giants fan. I went to school at Temple University, so I'm an Eagles fan. And now I live in Minnesota, so I'm a Vikings.
Makes sense.
So,
well, listen, you may get Rodgers on the Giants instead. And thanks for the call. Call back again, Adobe. You can't blame Rodgers for wanting to try and engineer his way to the Vikings. It's easily the best situation. 14 wins indoors. You're playing in a division that you played in your whole entire life. You get to run it back one or two more times within your division before you go into your next part of your life. Makes complete sense, but the door does appear to be closed. Appears to be closed right now. Sleep Number brings you the play of the week. And the play of the week comes all the way from Japan. You may have missed it because it happened in the middle of the night. Here on the West Coast, all you Dodger fans, hey, how exciting is this for you? Celebrate the World Series win. Can't wait for Dodger baseball. And this, I think, probably happened around 5 a.m. our time because it's the fifth inning.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, game's
today, quicker. Right? Fifth inning today. Game's already over against the Cubs.
Yep.
2-2 pitch. Dodgers up 5-2. Shohei Ohtani at the plate is the Sleep Number play of the week.
Absolute take, right center field, it is off the wall, to second goes Ohtani, to home goes Ohtani, it was a home run.
After review, the call on the field stands, home run.
Yeah, like I said, an absolute take. Ohtani's got his first home run of the season.
And it comes in Tokyo.
The great Joe Davis with the call on Sportsnet Los Angeles, one of our favorite new guests here on the program. We'll get Joe back here when he's back on terra firma in the United States. And that's the play of the week. So Dodgers now 2-0, only 160 more to go before your overreaction Monday on a Tuesday that they're going to go 162-0 is correct.
Feeling pretty good about that prediction.
The Dodgers already have a winning streak. Now they've got the next 10 days off, right?
That's cool.
Okay.
I'm trying to be positive, more positive in 2025, Rich.
You? That's the play of the week. Sleep better together. Sleep Number's smart bed started only $999 exclusively at a Sleep Number store. Price is higher in Alaska and Hawaii. What do you think? 49 more to go. It's 50 home run season for him.
Without
right?
question. I don't think he's going to pitch that much.
Yes,
so, yeah.
Is. You bet he will.
50 bombs, I think, is a lock.
You bet he will. Oh, he's going to pitch. He's going to pitch.
They don't need him.
They will absolutely pitch him. Dude, unbelievable. It's going to be Yamamoto, Sasaki, Glasnow, Ohtani. That's their first four. And I didn't even mention half of their other starters who could be the one or the two on so many other teams.
So then why do you need Ohtani to pitch?
Because reasons. One, he can. And if you have a unicorn who can do both, you have the unicorn do both, especially if you are going to be giving him the greatest 401k in the history of fours, ones, and zeros and K's. Okay?
Stupid.
What are they paying him $700 million for?
That, to go to Japan, sell out 2 days,
right.
Hit bombs that probably wasn't a bomb, and then go 2-0. That's what you're paying him for. Jeffrey Mayer was proud of that fan interference, I'm just saying.
Yoshinobu Mayer?
Like, come on. Hey. He doesn't need to pitch.
Hey, listen, the Dodgers got him to pitch and hit. That's why they're paying him all that money. It's not like the Mets just paying some mercenary to hit bombs.
Mercenary. Listen to this.
You know what I mean? It's not just that. Mets paid somebody to just hit bombs and butcher fly balls in right field.
More home runs this year, Soto or Ohtani?
Ohtani.
You pray that.
I'm not praying that. I'm talking. I'm not even looking at him. I'm looking at you.
Don't look this way.
All right? The Mets paid this guy all that money to just hit and be Juan Scissorhands in right field and come up with the worst takes like it's a Mets town. So that's what they're paying him to do. What? Dodgers are
you
paying
are hurt,
to do
man.
Two things.
Hurt people,
pitch
hurt
and
people,
hit.
Guys. Know that.
Pitch and hit. He's going to pitch.
And so he'll go hit.
Yes, he will.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And be paid handsomely for it because that's all he's about is money.
Oh.
Hour two coming up.
I'm chilling.
It's going to be a fun baseball season.
Fun baseball season, man. It's going to be so fun.
Meet the Mets.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Our teams are going to be good, TJ, and then there's the Yankees.
Hey, listen. Come on now.
Hey, Rich. Speaking of stealing, Rodney Pete is in the stands at these games, and apparently he stole a foul ball from Max Muncy that he was trying to
catch. That video is crazy.
Rodney Pete is in Japan?
Yes. And Max Muncy is trying to catch a foul ball. He leans over the first two rows and the netting. And Rodney Pete just kind of sticks his glove out and snags it. And apparently Muncy was not happy.
Rodney Pete, one of my favorite folks.
Right?
Gotten to with a glove at the game.
With his lovely
with
wife.
Harbaugh style.
And Holly Robinson is
Holly
with
Robinson,
him.
Is she?
I'm pretty sure
so
that's
her. So we got to get her back in studio. Yeah. Remember she came by here years ago?
Years ago.
That's funny.
Rodney Pete.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Still foul balls.
Was Rogan with him as well?
Joe?
Yeah.
Or Seth?
No, Fred.
Oh.
Fred.
Joe, Seth, Fred.
Well, Fred cut me years ago.
So he gets benched?
No, he blocked me on Twitter years ago.
Oh, that's right. You did. You guys haven't cleared that beef yet?
I have no idea what beef I ever had with him.
I love one-way beefs.
One-way beefs. That's not a fantasy team name.
That's an album title.
It's an album title, One-Way Beefs?
Yeah. Yeah. It was Meatloaf.
Was it Meatloaf?
Yeah.
I was going to go...
rest in peace.
I don't know. What is that? Is that a Kenny Chesney? Should we tell Kenny
make a one-way
we
beef
name
song?
One of Kenny's
one-way beef.
Tim McGraw and Kenny Chesney, when they go back on tour together,
One way beef.
Hey, Kenny, I'll hit him up later. Hey, Kenny, listen, we got a new idea for you. It's a song about somebody who just goes about their business and finds out that somebody else has got a problem with them, and you have no idea why. And it's called a one-way beef. And what do?
That's it.
And then just hand that to him and say, make the song.
Yeah. And then we get writing credit. Of course.
Yeah. Or we get a laminate on the one-way beef tour. You know?
Is that better than Bundle Ruski of Hate?
That's a great new. What did I come up with? Oh, that's right, because everybody had Chiefs fatigue, yeah. And I called it a Bundle Ruski of Hate because they hate Mahomes, they hate the Chiefs, they hate the fact that Taylor Swift is Kelsey's boyfriend, a
Bundle
girlfriend.
Bundle Ruski was your favorite word for a few weeks,
and I was saying that it was a Bundle Ruski of Hate. I'm very proud of that one.
A lot of good ones.
Very proud of that one. Hour 2 coming up. Dusty May, my coach, coming up.
One way beef coming to a city near you.